Board to order, Tuesday, March 9th, 2010. The time is about 7:07. Roll call, please.
Ammons.
Present.
Anderson.
Here.
Beckett.
Here.
Benzel.
Here.
Beth.
Here.
Carter. Cowart.
Present.
Dennis.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Jane.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Knott.
Here.
Kurtz.
Here.
Langenheim.
Here.
McGinty.
Here.
Michaels.
Here.
Mosier. Nudo.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Richards.
Here.
Rosales.
Here.
Sapp.
Here.
Schrader.
Yes.
Smucker.
Here.
Weibel.
Here.
Wysocki.
Here.
We have a quorum. Chad, do you have a notice of the meeting?
I can't the public is invited to attend a public hearing sponsored by the Champaign County Board of Public Meeting Information and public comment regarding whether the Champaign County Board should be elected from single-member districts or multi-member districts, and whether the number of county board members to be elected should be decreased from the current number of 20. The county board sponsored a public hearing and assessed a study of whether to alter the size or composition of the county board.
Motion approved by Ms. Wysocki, second by Mr. O'Connor. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Seek approval of the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Benzel, second by Mr. Kurtz. Thank you, Mr. Benzel. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, first we have presentation of this issue for presentation of issues by Mr. Tom Betts.
I'm not going to give you an extensive presentation. I'm going to just outline what happened in terms of the old policy committee and now the committee of the whole. We have been working on the various issues concerning board size, board governance, elected officials versus appointed officials, etc. For over 6 months now, we're actually a little behind on the original agenda that Mr. Nodo and myself and the committee drafted. That's why this is before you. The size of the county board, multi versus single member districts, there on the back of your pink sheet, there is a draft ordinance. You cannot take any action on that ordinance in this committee. All you can do is we can talk about it. And you certainly could, you're not limited to this ordinance. You certainly could talk in the abstract about the size of the county board and in the abstract about multi-member versus single member. It would take an actual action by the full board in public session with a properly drafted resolution to take any action. For a number of years, this issue has been bandied about, really for about 14 years that I'm aware of. People have talked about it. People have said they want it on the agenda, but then they don't want it on the agenda. It's gone back and forth. And this time around, we schedule it and put it on the agenda as part of that overall schedule. I, along with the help of the administrative staff, worked on a draft ordinance to reduce the size of the county board to 17 members that are single member districts. I throw that number out there and the single member districts so that we can have some focal point on which to discuss the subject. If we just discuss it purely in the abstract, we've done that before. Many, many times it's an abstract proposition and really have not gotten anywhere. So it's out there as 17 single-member districts. Folks can discuss the pros, cons. They can suggest different numbers. Keeping it the same, it's open. That's what the purpose of this public forum really is this evening. And I really will find it very interesting to see what the public and board members have to say.
Again, I would ask members of the public to fill out these white half-sheet forms which are available in the corner if you wish to speak on these items. and bring them forward to me. The first speaker is Joan Dykstra.
Welcome back, Joan.
Good evening. I'm Joan Dykstra, and I served on the Champaign County Board from 1991 to 2002. At different points, I served as chair of personnel and also county facilities. The ultimate goal for us should be better service to voters and better board accountability. In addition to that, the flip side is better awareness by the voters of their representatives. So let me speak on two of those. First of all, the first priority, I think, of all these issues should be to reduce the size of the county board. It is time. After that, the debate on single and multi-members, and then I'm going to speak a little bit on the commission. The main goal should be member accountability. With three board members per district, it's easy to slough off, hoping others will pick up the work. Reducing the board by one member in each district would certainly help. Unfortunately, we know it's possible to hide behind others' work ethic. We know situations where people come in to the board meeting and they essentially just opened up their packet. And even most of us are probably aware of the times, because it's so large, that we haven't been as prepared as maybe we would have been if it were a smaller board, and which more of the workload and the accountability rests with us. And the flip side is voter awareness. The voters and residents are more likely to know who to turn to for help that they need. Right now, they basically don't. Unless they're really in the groove and they really pay attention, there's a lot of people don't know that the county board exists, much less who's on it. But they know who they will vote for. They know who to vote against with just, let's say, two per district or even one per district. I think reducing it by one per district is probably too radical a move, so one-third is probably appropriate. In addition, we know that the size of county boards throughout the state is usually typically larger than even a city council. So government is a two-way street. Elected officials have responsibility to work hard, to do their best, and sometimes that doesn't always happen in a larger group. And voters have a responsibility to be informed. Too often, voters can be deceived by, a mailing or, media, and fortunately, on the county board, we have more of a grassroots door-to-door effort. If you really want to get elected, that's the way to do it. But it is harder, and it is more confusing for citizens with so many currently on the county board. In regards to the redistricting commission, I am the poster child for why we probably need a redistricting commission. The Republicans lost the county board right before it was to be redistricted. Not a good time to lose control. We all knew that at the time. And when it was all said and done and the Democratic map was drawn by Democrats, I was given not even one whole my own precinct. I was given half of my precinct in common with what I represented before. I had represented District 3, which then was a strip on the west, and I was then thrown into a District 4, with three incumbents who were lifelong residents, and that's pretty tough to overcome those odds, and obviously that was done on purpose. I lost fair and square, but that's the some of the reasons why that happened. So this kind of targeted gerrymandering would be less likely with a commission. So I do support the formation of a redistricting commission. However, I talked to a lot of Republicans and Democrats privately, and they say, hey, who are we kidding? I mean, let's not have this, because it, no matter who you pick, it's going to be picked by a partisan, and they're going to be picked for a certain reason. So it's not really realistic to say that we don't, the person that is, the people who are going to be on this commission aren't going to have some kind of agenda. It's not realistic. So there are people who are not in favor of this commission for that very reason. However, I think we can get around that with a variety of interests represented and the agenda of each person, but both the table, if it's transparent, and there's a variety, I think it will work and we all understand where people are coming from. But there are certainly downsides to that. And let me just speak on one more thing in that single member districts. I did speak in favor of single member districts during the county board election of 2002, and that was many people opposed me because of that. At that time, rural leaders were concerned about representation and protecting the rural interests, as they should be, which are sometimes counter to urban interests. However, the reality of the population base as it becomes increasingly urban, the answer for rural leaders should be to recruit and promote and elect all members who understand the importance of the rural needs and how they fit into a healthy and productive county. So I'm not sure that single member districts, it's not the panacea, but it certainly also isn't the going to be particularly bad for rural districts, and obviously a reason that people can disagree on that. So in summary, reducing the size of the county board is a good government move, and one that's going to be well received by citizens for sure. And then the redistricting commission and single member districts, that those issues are certainly worth the debate as well. So I hope you certainly consider the issue of how to, if that's putting it in the ballot, or what you need to do that. So thanks so much.
Mr. John Farney.
Good evening. I support the proposed changes to many issues we've seen presented here at the county board level, whether it be the size of the county board or commission or single member districts. I also oppose some. I oppose the change at the auditor's office. So I think the fact that we're exploring reform in county government is wonderful. It's something that we've needed to do for a long time. I do support single member districts. I think that single member districts would help get voters more in touch with their elected representatives. Having one person to go to, if we have a county board that perhaps maybe is a 17-member county board, that seems to be the number that I think would be a very reasonable figure for this body. There would be smaller districts. People would be able to have access to their one representative and know when they go to that person, their voice is going to be heard. They're not going to have to repeat themselves three times. They're not going to have to try to search out. Joan made some excellent points, and I agree with her. Having a smaller county board forces the folks that want to be involved in county government to be more on top of the issues, and that's very important. We see every day that there are issues here at Champaign County that can't be just we can't put our heads into the sand. That's what happened with the nursing home. We can never let that happen again. If we have single member districts and a smaller county board, hopefully it'll be a more responsive county board, and that'll be an issue that we never have to look at again. So I encourage the board to consider these proposals. The public is definitely on board for change at all levels of government, whether it be at the federal level, the state level, the county level. Things are broken. We see that right now. It's not working. We see similar proposals on a fair map at the state level, and I think that seeing that proposal at the state level and at the county level, it shows that there's an interest from voters that we need to change what we're doing because it's not working. Thanks.
Mr. Jerry Watson.
Well, good evening. My name is Jerry Watson, and I'm serving as president of the Champaign County Farm Bureau. And I appreciate the opportunity to come tonight and express some of our concerns for the structuring of the county board. First of all, Farm Bureau believes the best structure for districts and county board is one that provides multiple voting members in each district. The multiple districts offer several key advantages over single-member districts. Multi-member districts remove the tendency and the opportunity to decrease representation. Diversity is encouraged. Minorities are not limited, and power is equalized. In addition, large multi-member districts allow for better recruiting of first-class qualified candidates who are willing to run for a seat on the county board. The Farm Bureau is opposed to single-member districts. If the single-member districts are put into place, it will eliminate good, productive county board members due to the fact that some current board members would be living in the same district, presenting a conflict of interest. Small single-member districts could create some very unique and unusual circumstances. For several years, Farm Bureau has clearly supported a multi-member district structure for the county board. When this discussion was held about a decade ago, our organization was firmly opposed to single-member districts. This decision is just one of many which will be discussed regarding the future of the county government. Our Farm Bureau Board continues to discuss other points related to the structure and makeup of the county board and encourages the county to continue exploring its options beyond the meeting tonight. Further study of a variety of proposals would be highly beneficial before a vote is taken and firm decision is made. I would like to point out that Champaign County Farm Bureau is in full support of a resolution presented at the last board meeting to create a redistricting commission charged with the task of drawing the Champaign County Board district map. This approach would create an open process, a map that is fair to all citizens, and promote a process that would be less political and overall sound government approach to redistricting. Thank you for your time this evening, and appreciate being able to make these comments. Thank you.
Mr. Blair Ackerman.
As a way of introduction, I'm Bill Ackerman, a 50-year-plus resident of Champaign County, graduated from Champaign Central High School, Illinois Wesleyan University, and have an MBA from Mississippi State University. I'm a farmer, retired naval officer, retiree of the University of Illinois, current president of the board of the Orpheum Children's Science Museum, and past chair of the Convention Visitors Bureau, currently commissioner of the Finney Branch Drainage District. And by the way, I'm retired. Just close to tired. I'm here to support the Champaign County Board's initiative to change the process of redistricting. Webster defines gerrymandering as the dividing of state or county units into election districts so as to give one political party a majority in many districts while concentrating the voting strengths of the other party in as few districts as possible. That's why I'm here tonight, to support a change. There's hardly a legislative district in East Central Illinois where the incumbent isn't running unopposed or with a token opposition. Let's take map drawing process out of the hands of the self-interested and put it in the hands of an independent nonpartisan commission, if possible. I have read in detail the resolution establishing the Champaign County Redistricting Commission for election redistricting based on the 2010 United States Census. I support this initiative for the stated resolution reason in that commission. Whereas the history of Champaign County reapportionment consists of the adoption of an appointed apportionment plan every 10 years, prepared on the basis of political party interests, the maintenance of political incumbency, and the discouragement of competition in elections. I would suggest that the politician's interest is inconsistent with the public's interest, and that system needs to be changed. And as long as I'm up here, I would suggest that while we're at it, we need to look at the reduction in the number of board members, fewer members per district, I look at increasing the number of districts, and finally to look at the relationship between rural and urban areas within Champaign County. We call that a perfect storm. thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to speak at this time? This is the only time that you'll be allowed to do it tonight. Okay, we'll close the public participation. It's now time for county board member comment and discussion. Mr. James.
I'm glad all the public that spoke. It's always good to hear those other thoughts. But when I've been looking at this, and being the country boy I tend to be, I see some merit in all this. I mean, I've often thought maybe three is a bit much, but then when you look at the land area that three people cover, and I worry about if we shrink down too far, you may have a county board member that, due to illness or other family matters that pop up, you'll have no representation in some areas if we shrink too low. And all this, in my mind, is going to be contingent on how that map's drawn. We hear a lot of talk about fairness and everybody being seated and doing what's right. Well, I'm probably not as old as Pius, but I know in life, no matter what starts out fair doesn't end up fair. And so without a map in hand, I can't really say where, personally, I would stand on member districts. But I will also say I'm very open to change. I mean, it's a good thing sometimes, and if it doesn't work, we can always readdress it. And I heard the comment by somebody, I think one of the gentlemen or lady that spoke, about knowing the person if there's only one so that you can go to them individually. Well, there's a lot of people out there I deal with daily, and they don't even know who the mayor of our town is, and that's sad. And that's where I think the problem starts. It's not probably the politicians sometimes as much as it is the public not taking the interest until it hits them in the pocketbook. So there's a lot of issues there, but yes, I'm glad we're moving forward on this, and I hope we do. And I hope we continue to look at it, and I think we're starting something good here. But how it ends up, only Pius knows.
Thank you, Mr. James. Let's go with Mr. Gladney.
Yes, thank you. I have a few comments. I want to preface them by saying, regardless of how they may come across, I am actually open-minded to considering changing the size of the board or going to single-member districts as opposed to multi-member. But a few things first. We've heard from not only from the public tonight, but from board members and the general public before about why changing or reducing the board size would be a good idea. One of the things we've heard about is voter awareness. I'm not quite sure I followed that argument. I don't know whether the argument is that there's too many of us and people don't recognize us or don't know who to go to. Something to say to that is, I know when I was first becoming interested in local politics, and I looked at my own city council, the Champaign City Council, and then also looked over at Urbana. One thing that helped me become aware of who those members were and who was representing me was that they had televised meetings. I know our meetings are televised. But something else that they did, too, is, you know, they would have the name of the person speaking come up on the television and what district, you know, they represented or if they were a large member, if we're talking about the Champaign City Council. That was an enormous help about familiarizing myself with the representatives. Also, if you go to the Champaign and Urbana City websites, they have on the city council sections, they have nice photos of each of the members and pretty little maps that show what the districts are for those cities. And so I'm not necessarily suggesting, you know, that our names come up on the television and our pictures are on the website for ego's sake, but that seriously, it helped me become very familiar with who those members were as opposed to our website, which is just a list of names. So that's one thing. Another thing is accountability. The idea of going to a single member district, let's say, as opposed to having three people in a district now, I guess just looking at it personally, I don't feel like that would necessarily make a board member more accountable. I don't feel like I have any less accountability than Mr. Richards or Mr. Rosales. And I can tell you, too, this kind of dovetails back into voter awareness. You know, we have a vote coming up in the near future about the Olympian Drive project. The public has had no problem, as far as I'm aware anyway, of contacting me regarding that. My inbox and my voicemail at home has been getting full. That's fine. That's great, actually. But, you know, people are holding me accountable for my vote on that and are willing to communicate with me about their feelings on that, and they've been able to do so. So I don't know if that... I think if people want to find you, they can find you. Another thing is we've heard about voter dissatisfaction, that the voters are upset, and you know, they don't like the government. And a couple of things to that. I don't want, or to finish real quick, that the voters would like to see a change in government and, you know, less people on the board. I don't think reducing the size of the board should be a knee-jerk reaction to people in general not being happy with government. I think many times people are not happy with government. And that's not necessarily saying that the government shouldn't do things to better itself. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, probably if you ask some people, there shouldn't be a county board. They would probably be happy if it just went away entirely. So, I mean, you can knee-jerk react all you want to perceive the satisfaction of people, but you have to also be careful with that. Also, some of this kind of goes into gerrymandering. And I know that it exists, and I know that it happens, and I know that it works, but why does it work? If voters don't like incumbents, and they look during the election season at who's running and who's not running, if they are very dissatisfied with all of us here who are going to be running for re-election this year, then we would be able to say with a degree of certainty that everyone running for re-election would be gone, and there would be all new people. But there will be other people who will tell you, no, that's not the case because this is a gerrymandered map and it favors Democrats, and so probably that won't happen. But once again, I go back to the question, but if voters are dissatisfied, then why is that? You can only gerrymander a map if people are willing to go along with that. If someone wants to kick out a Republican incumbent in a gerrymandered Republican district, they can do that if they are truly dissatisfied. If they are dissatisfied with a Democratic incumbent in a Democratic gerrymandered district, they can do that as well. And I want to be clear, I'm not defending gerrymandering, but I'm just saying that people have to pay attention. People have to take responsibility for their votes, and if you know, and they have to hold their elected officials accountable. There are things about the size of this board that I dislike. There's also things that I do like about it, and I'm open to discussing these issues and then possibly making changes. But I guess I just wanted to address certain things because I hear a lot of buzzwords and I hear a lot of catchphrases and I hear a lot of the same things repeated ad nauseum, and I don't necessarily see how they correlate with size reduction and single member versus multi-member districts. So I just wanted to put that out. Thank you.
Mr. Kurtz.
Thank you. I have a couple of comments concerning the single districts and the size of the county board, and then some items that I'd like to go over on the resolution for reapportionment that I have some...
I would ask you to hold the comments on that.
Okay.
Please just talk about kind of about size and
just single just talking about size.
Number. That's correct.
Okay. First thing, I've been on the board now nearly a year and a half, a little bit longer than that, and I've come to find this an exciting experience for me, to come to these meetings and have the diversity and opinions and experiences of this county board had been very uplifting. I find that this county board size brings a unique perspective on rural, minority, urban, and other types of experiences here that truly allow me to get a good feel for a subject from varying backgrounds and experiences. Now, I've worked with Mr. Jay from the Republican Party on trying to get a grant for the Longview Fire Department for a Liberty Rescue Tube. I worked with Mr. Nudo and Mr. Schroeder on the wind farm ordinance so that we have a unique perspective and bringing new revenues without raising taxes to our community. I worked with Ms. Wysocki on the LRMP. We bring a very unique set of circumstances and experiences. Mr. Beckett, an attorney. Mr. Betts, an attorney. Mr. Nudo, real estate. You have farmers, and you have housewives and mothers. You have hardworking people who together bring a very unique experience. And so for me, to shrink the board to 17 or 15 takes away a lot of the input that I think would take place. So when it comes to shrinking the board, I personally am against it. I like the way it sits now.
You also can comment on whether you want multiple versus single member districts.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to talk about that? Multiple versus single? You don't have to.
I know. Thank you. Well, let's put it this way. If single districts were part of the program, I think we'd lose representation in certain areas, specifically in the rural areas. If you break down the districts and the new census that we'll see, the way it has to be formed as a contiguous district, you're going to find that most of the population resides in the cities, which are mostly Democratic and urban. And if we break that down into single-member districts, in my mind, it'll push out a number of the urban and farm representation that is so important to our economy and to our county. So, personally, I like the way it stands as it is.
Ms. Emmons.
Thank you. First and foremost, I am opposed to the single-member district.
Could you speak a little closer to the microphone?
I am opposed to the single-member districts. It's not hard to figure out, because we've seen this happen, where you get boards with no minority representation whatsoever on them. And that usually is a result of course, you go to single-member districts. The area that needs to be covered is much bigger. Unlike myself, I don't have a lot of money, so I walk door-to-door. I did a grassroots campaign, as was spoken of in the public participation. So you move to single-member districts. The cost of elections now changes for a person who is interested in representing their district and has a smaller area to work with as opposed to the larger area. And then, of course, you deal with the natural events of campaigning and elections. We don't have quite a lot at this point of representation currently on this board. I think the four of us who are people of color on this board, or five, should I say, Mr. Carter, who's not here, we represent the minority in a sense in Champaign County as a whole. And as you can look in the audience, this is a very difficult topic to get people engaged around. They don't understand how this impacts their daily life. I understand that because when I came on this board, I understood what it meant to have the regional planning, for instance, providing services to people who are the poorest in our community. And so to not have representation in the urban areas, for instance, would be quite difficult for this community to overcome. And multi-member districts allow that to happen. So I would certainly not support this resolution that is currently in our packet. And then the second thing I'll say is, because the topic is such a big one to educate, because again, as it was expressed, it is important that the citizens are educated about both sides of the issue and not just one, as to how does this impact my daily life. people are consumed trying to simply live. And now we bring an issue up that needs a lot more public participation than one discussion tonight. And so to put a resolution in to reduce that tonight without more public hearing so that we could do more work as a board to engage and invite more people in this discussion, I think it's a disservice to the rest of the county who has not weighed in on this issue. And so I could not support this at this point.
Other board members, Ms. Anderson.
Regarding the single member versus multiple, I think I share some of the concerns that Ms. Sammons has expressed. And then looking at my own district, there have been times as it currently is, that you would like to have those three members spread out within the district. And sometimes that has happened. And other times, even though you've searched for people, they're more in an area. And so part of my concern about going to single member districts, although it sounds like it might be easier if a person has to run in a smaller area to find people to run, I'm not sure that's necessarily true, because there are people who might like to serve that just don't like the idea of having to run a campaign. And sometimes that might limit it. Well, I think about the Urbana School Board when they went to smaller districts thinking that that would give them better representation. And that first election, as I recall, there were districts that they just, there were no candidates, and it looked like they weren't going to have any. And so I don't think that, you know, there might be pros and cons either way, but I think there are some concerns that I have about going to single-member districts. And then thinking about the commission, it's hard to say that you'd be against something that's a fair.
Actually, Ms. Anderson, we'll talk to us about county size and single versus multiple.
Okay, we're going to do that later. Yeah, okay. I guess that's all.
Okay. Ms. Michaels.
I also am opposed to single member districts at this time. I just really feel, especially in our area, representing District 2, such a vast area of land, maybe not as populous as inside the city of Champaign-Urbana, but certainly covering a diverse group of people from city being in Rantoul versus maybe your Thomasboro, Gifford, Royal area here. It's rather difficult, and quite honestly, the land might not be populated, but they still pay taxes. And therefore, I really feel multiple is a little more important.
Mr. Langham.
What we ultimately do is of not too much concern, but why we do it and how we do it is the board has a job. We represent our constituents. We find a way to mediate between different groups of our constituents, to arrive at compromises that can be accepted by a majority of the population of the county. We also have a job of studying the issues, studying the problems, looking into it, and educating our constituents. We're not automatons, we're not electronic devices. We don't press a button and everybody in town presses another button and the decision is made. We make the decision. Now, let's take a look at our present board. We have a large board. I think it can fairly be said that as it stands, every significant interest group defined by economics, ethnicity, or whatever, is represented on this board, excepting the students. Students do not have representation, and they are an interest group that's not represented. We also have a wide variety of talent, as was mentioned by Mr. Kurtz. We have lawyers, we have farmers, we have real estate people, we have nurses, we have all sorts of people. So there's somebody on the board in almost every case that has special knowledge and special expertise to address any issue that comes before us. These are things that we must consider. Another thing that is nice about the present board, if we have relatively small districts, anybody can run for office. You don't have to have money. Shoe leather trumps dollars in getting elected. I can literally knock on every door in my district. It's about as far as I can go these days, but I can do it. And so can anybody else. That means that I don't have to advertise on radio. I don't have to advertise in newspapers. I don't have to put out a lot of expensive campaign material. Any person in this county who has the gumption and the ability can run for this board and get elected. And I think we want to preserve these values no matter what we do. Now, the answer to that is quite obvious to me, and I'm sure it's obvious to you, but the obvious answer to you and the obvious answer to me may not be the same answer, so I'm not going to belabor you on the size of the board at this particular time.
Mr. Rosales?
It just reminds me of our fathers of our Constitution when they were deciding about the larger states and the smaller states being represented in the legislature process, the legislation process. Well, the Senate is comprised of two representatives per state. So when I look at the size of the board, I think that the size that we currently have is a little bit unmanageable, especially when we only represent nine districts. And then you look at the House of Representatives, you have 435 representatives that are basically designated by the size of the population for the state that it represents. So, but yet you have two governing bodies. Unfortunately, we have here one governing body. Unfortunately, we have rural interests which are in conflict with urban interests or vice versa. And unfortunately, we have a Democratic run board and a Republican party as well, which also has a play into the dynamics that we are supposed to be choosing. I am for reducing the size of this board. I am for multiple members, not just limiting it to one, and I'm also for expanding the districts from 9 to something larger. I don't think that 17 is the ideal number. I think something a little bit more reasonable, perhaps 11. Perhaps we can reduce the size of the board from 27 to 22, create 11 districts, 2 representatives per district. Now, what happens is, when I came on this board, I realized that District 1, 2, 3, and 4 are Republican. So it's going to be very difficult to get these districts to turn over to Democrats. And unfortunately, if we keep expanding these districts within the rural section, you're going to lose the control of this board by the Democratic Party. If we go ahead and decide that it is according to population, which I guess that's the way we're doing it now, that we have 9 districts and we have divided it according to the population size, we could wait until the census of 2010 and divide it again equally and fairly that would represent those 9 districts according to size. I'm not quite sure what the magic is, but I know that we have to come to a reality that it's not about rural or urban or Democrat or Republican. It's about governing the county and moving it forward to a better tomorrow, not just for us to sit on this county board, but to our children, our grandchildren. So if I were to be guaranteed that regardless of who's in control, Democrat or Republican, would do the right thing by the county, I would be game and I would be open-minded to go ahead and redistrict it, give it to a commission that would divide it according to size, make sure that the rural interests are well represented. I think that 3 board members in the rural district, that I believe there's, 29 or 21, correct me. How many municipalities do we sort of govern over, Deb? Is it 29 or 21?
I think 21 sounds closer.
21.
That's our Champaign-Urbana.
Right. So you have here, basically, five districts, which are Lyon and Champaign-Urbana, and you have 15 board representatives representing two cities. Whereas you have approximately 12 Republicans that represent 2019 municipalities with totally different interests. Ludlow is not the same as Rantoul, and Rantoul is not the same as Mohammed. So I could imagine the difficulties that District 1, 2, 3, and 4 are going to be having if you reduce the amount of representatives. I could see reducing the amount of representatives in Champaign and Urbana, but it would be nice, but you know what? I don't think the Democrats would be very happy with that. If you have two representatives in Champaign and two representatives in Urbana, and you have 12 Democrats on this board, and then you have approximately 7 representatives, or should I say 13 representatives in the rural district. Can you imagine that? I don't think there will be one social program that will come out of this board. I don't think that the interest of the parties, which are totally diverse and totally different, would be there. I don't think that we'd be probably in a deficit like we are today, because Republicans don't like to basically spend money. Democrats love programs, but there's no money for new and additional programs. So if we cut out the social programs and we basically go ahead with the philosophy, the Republican philosophy, you know, there will be probably a lot less employees in the county level, and I think there will be a lot less social programs. I don't think that we will have a county nursing home, because, you know, we can't carry the weight of those needy people, you know. But you know what? The county is only as strong as its weakest link, and those are those needy individuals, and we as Democrats always take the battle on to help those that we feel are in and are probably not in a position of wealth to protect themselves and their interest. So with that, I am for definitely reducing the board size, definitely having multiple representatives per district, and increasing the number of districts.
Mr. Knapp? Pius, can I ask a question about Mr. Ziegler's...
Actually, if you could hold off on that, we'll be doing that, you know, after the public hearing, when during the policy meeting. Further discussion? Mr. James, you want to speak again?
I was just going to say, I think Mr. Rosales got my nose.
Mr. Nito.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well said, Geraldo. There's some things that I enjoy sitting in the back, because I enjoy watching Barb Wysocki as a history teacher acknowledge some of the great things that you know, we learn in history, and how it's important in this body of work that we're doing tonight. And it was very well said as far as how we can make this thing work if we all work together to represent rural and urban representation. So I'm going to reserve my comments about the redistricting, but they really truly do dovetail in as to what we're talking about here tonight, because it's absolutely essential to get the right mix that we're talking about. In the Mr. Rosales's presentation of saying going to 11, let's just assume we have 200,000 people in the county, just as a ballpark number. To Carol's point, she's absolutely right. The larger an area, it's hard to do the shoe leather trick. And so this state law requires that the districts are drawn by population. And again, I can't go really into what we're talking about a little later on the redrawing of maps, but if you don't gerrymander, you can walk those districts. They will be, according to state law and according to what we're trying to do here, compact and contiguous. So it's actually to our advantage to make those areas smaller, to walk the districts and get done what we can't afford to do in a marketing sense. Regarding rural representation, and I've said this to many of you, you know exactly how I feel about rural representation. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that farmland is absolutely essential to maintain, and therefore population growth in the rural area is virtually non-existent.
And it does grow, but nowhere near the growth of urban. So, again, a smaller district would, if drawn properly, according to, you know, map technicians and how you draw things, you could get a rural district that has true rural representation. Example, Al Nudo, Brad Jones, John Schrader represent, in my case, I'm in Lincolnshire Fields. I get skipped for Cherry Hills, which happens to be St. Joe. I get skipped the next area out, outer area, which is adjacent to me, is Rolling Acres, and that is Mahomet. And then Al Nudo, John, and Brad represent Pasotum, Tolono, and Sadorus. So, and Isdale, thank you. Seymour, who else? My point is, I would like to see rural representation. Al Nudo is not an expert in ag. I try hard, but I can honestly tell you I'm not as good as a John Schrader in those areas. And I would like to see rural, true rural representation, whether it's more or less, because if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that the census is not going to grow, I think the Farm Bureau and rural individuals have to acknowledge there may be less of you on the board. However, by going to Mr. Rosales' presentation of maybe going to 11 districts or going to 14 single-member districts, or I'm sorry, 18 single-member districts, you can compact the size and get true rural representation. I'm just bringing this up because it all fits like this when we're looking at this. And he hit the nail on the head. It does dovetail in together. And I think we're in the right track of what we're doing here, and I support what we're trying to achieve. Thank you.
Further discussion. Mr. O'Connor.
Just to be on the safe side, I'd rather see roughly what the districts might look like before I'd want to say I'd like to go in a single member district.
And you will have voting. We'll have that in the
document. Other discussion. Okay, let's move on to the item 8, County Board discussion regarding future action. Mr. Betts, do you want to spend this part?
In part, the future action is what's on the agenda tonight, which is there is a formal motion that could be sent to the full board. It can be amended, it can be deferred, it can be tabled, and it can be substituted. We could have another public hearing, as folks have suggested. It's really up to the sense of the board what they want to do.
Mr. Betts, I'd like to correct you. We cannot table it or defer it. Our action at this meeting is provisional until it goes to the county board. At the county board, we can table it, defer it, et cetera, et cetera.
Correction noted.
I agree with Carol Ammons that it demands more than one public participation, more talk, more coordination, and I would move to defer to get more consensus out of what we're trying to achieve here, along with the lines of the remapping. Well, I thought that's what time.
Clarification, yes. So what you're saying is you want another public hearing?
We had a good turnout tonight and very positive talking about what, you know, they want to see change, but I'd like to see more people, League of Women Voters, somebody, Chamber of Commerce, a lot of other people that would like to chime in on this, and I think it's important to get as much information as possible.
Ms. Anderson.
Well, I certainly appreciate the people who came and spoke and took the time to do this, but, you know, four people does not seem like a lot to me.
Not a large number.
No, and particularly, I'm sorry, Joan, but you've been on the board, and John, you work for the county, and you are citizens, and, you know, have a right to come, too. But I'd like to see some of the other people out in the county to see whether they have concerns or not. When we're considering the nursing home, and we had hearings various places, you know, we had 50, 60 people coming to voice their opinions. So I think we need more input.
So you say you'd like to have another public hearing? Would you suggest we have it here and have another one here, say, in, I don't know, 2 months from now? Mr. Beckett.
I think that as part of the benefit of both the public hearing and the agenda items tonight, is that for the first time in a public way, written propositions about reform are on the table. And I think that we as county board members will hear from the public as we go about our daily tasks. And I think there'll be, of course, media coverage about these proposals as well. So I think it will certainly stimulate discussion. I do think that we need to bring it, you know, to a close at some point in time. It certainly wouldn't hurt to. I think people who want to say something to the county board at a meeting like this can do so and typically do that during public participation. But it might be helpful within the next month to have a public hearing at another location.
Well, I would ask some better members. I mean, where would be a good place for that? I mean, Ms. Simmons.
I know this might change the whole dynamic, but I do think we should have more public hearings with an S. I think that they should be spread out throughout the county. And much like we've done on the nursing home issue and other issues, we've moved around a little bit. I think the hearings could be, one could be held in the public library, for instance.
Like Champaign Public Library?
The public library is the largest. Another could be held at the Farm Bureau, who has a large space in that space. Perhaps we could schedule a couple of them at other places where people could get to them easily after work or whatever the case may be.
Mr. Watts, it sounds like all the people who have spoken said they'd like to have more public participation. I guess we should have try to plan some hearings somewhere else, maybe. Ms. Busey?
Are you aware of what was done in terms of invitations to organizations for the public hearing tonight?
I believe the number was sent out. Mr. Betts, could you, or Ms. Busey, do you want
to? Well, Kat Bork can say to all the entities, I'm sure, to whom she.
Do you have a list?
Well, not off the top of my head, but League of Women Voters was invited.
The Chamber of Commerce, their labor unions, I believe, were invited. I mean, we do have a list. We could email it to all of you so you know. I mean, there was some effort given to making sure that any entities that have previously been mentioned here were aware of this public hearing here this evening.
Well, what we could do is have another public hearing without the same invitation. So if they had some reason they couldn't make it this one, hopefully they'd make the second one. That's one we could do. The question is, when do we want to have a second one? Mr. Gladney.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I don't like the idea of, well, you know, we send out these invitations, and, well, if they couldn't show up on this one night, this one time, okay, I guess, you know, they're out of luck.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, so, because a lot of the municipalities that are holding meetings tonight, and people might be interested in going to those, and so instead of making this about when it's convenient for us and, you know, and our nights, we could look at doing it elsewhere. I know when we had meeting about video gambling, that was at the Beckman Institute, and that had a great turnout. So, I mean, I'm all for giving it another shot somewhere that's perhaps a more neutral ground, too. That's not, you know, in such a, you know, obviously political environment. But I think we should give it at least another try.
Mr. McGinty.
I'm of the opinion that this is not a topic that most people in the county can sink their teeth into. I don't think that they really care about our administrative structure so long as they are represented well. People are more passionate about when we went out and presented about the nursing home or about something like video gambling or something like that that they may be more able to relate to than the administrative structure of this board. Many people have said they don't even know who their representatives are. Well, then why would they care about the size of the board? I just want to make sure that we don't overexhaust. We've been talking about this issue and brought it up 2 years ago. Finally, we're talking about it tonight. Brought it up more than 2 years ago. We're talking about it tonight. It took that long just to get it this far. And now we want to go out and have a bunch of hearings. That's fine. I want to hear from the people if they want to be heard from. But let's do it in a reasonable manner, not overexhaust this issue, and then move business along as a board. I don't think we do that enough.
Now, I knew you had something to say, Mr. James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I agree with Brendan. I've been listening to all this, and I'm going to have to say he hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of effort's put out by a lot of people, and I'm a firm believer that if you want to participate, you have to participate when that door is open. I mean, we can't always just keep swinging that door open and say, come on, we need five more, six more. But I do want to say that if we are going to look at some meetings, I know that in my area, at the coffee shops, it is a topic, and I hear about it, but like most folks, even me, before I was on a political board, if my favorite show was on TV, do I want to come here and listen to a bunch of guys and girls talk all night, or do I want to sit at home and see who's going to shoot JR? So sometimes I think that, believe it or not, we can all hope and wish for the best, but that's life. And I would hope that if we move forward with this, and Brendan said it well, I don't want to drag it on for three or four more months, because Gladney said it earlier, and I concur wholeheartedly, if we're not doing the right thing, the bottom line is they can vote us out of office. You know, they don't have to put up with us, or they can have enough of us. And so I do want to suggest, think about the rural areas, because that's what we're talking about. So if we're going to have a meeting, it sounds like to me we're hearing a lot of places within the cities here, but there's Fisher, there's Thomasboro, there's Rantoul, and if we are going to have one, let's see how it plays out in the rural area for once and see how those folks want to participate. And maybe they will, maybe they won't, but if we have free pop and hot dogs, they'll be there.
Mr. Gladney.
I think we need to draw a line between our own collective memories and our own experiences here versus perhaps the public's. I know that us, who deal with this week in and week out, that yes, this has been going on for a while. We've been talking about this sort of in the ether for a while. But as far as the public is concerned, this is tonight is the first public hearing. We have had exactly one public hearing. Like I said earlier, I don't think we should wrap the attitude of like, well, if you couldn't make it tonight, I guess that's it. I don't think having one more opportunity for the public to voice their opinion is over-exhausting the situation. And I'm also confused because I hear on the one hand how direly important this is to people, once again, about their accountability and everything, and then I also hear, well, they don't really care about county board administrative structure. So, also, like I said, I'm hearing conflicting things. Mr. Kurtz.
Well, I have to agree with Mr. McGinty when he talks about this being an exciting subject for our constituents. But you know what? When our constituents are interested in a subject, they let us know. Has anybody gotten less than 100 or 150 emails on Olympia Drive recently? Letters, phone calls. When the citizenry wants to talk to our board, boy, they talk to us pretty loudly. And I've been watching my emails fly through from midnight till 8 in the morning. They keep coming in. So when it comes to this subject, it's obviously not as exciting to our constituents as something like Olympian Drive. But I do agree in the fact that we need more, at least one more public hearing in another setting, perhaps, maybe the Champaign County or maybe out in Mahomet. We certainly will, or at the Farm Bureau. When there's something at the Farm Bureau, they fill that place up with farmers. Let me tell you, I'm over there all the time at their meetings. I'm a member of the Farm Bureau, proud to be. Thank you. And when there's a subject that concerns farmers, they are interested. They want to know about it. And I think the city would do the same way. So something in Champaign and something out in the rural areas would certainly Champaign or Urbana.
The only comment I have, I would say that it's easy for us to record the meeting here both from the clerk's viewpoint and from a video viewpoint. It might be harder other places, but that's probably something you can get around, but it is a problem. Mr. Knott.
If it's proper, I'd like to motion to adjourn this. People are starting to repeat themselves. And
I agree. I think we can close it up. Let's work on closing it up. Any final comments, Mr. Langenheim?
I just got one little comment.
Okay.
I hear an awful lot of talk about doing things to guarantee rural representation without really defining necessarily what rural representation is. But somehow or other, this has a faint odor of gerrymandering to me.
Ms. Wysocki.
I think part of the discussion regarding the when and the where of an additional public hearing ought to keep in mind that I suspect farmers are going to be in the fields in a month or five, six weeks, which is an issue.
Well, that depends on how much it rains. Seriously, Ms. Amos.
And I just want to come back to a different issue on this. The size of the board, although people may not understand how great this issue is in relationship to an Olympian Drive, for instance, he's true about the number of contacts. But the number of people on this board, for future reference, will impact decisions like Olympia Drive, like social service funding. All of those things will be impacted by the size of this board. And so those who will be watching the county board meeting that will be videotaped tonight and the public will see, they need to understand that the size of this board, the amount of districts, the size of those districts will impact, and I don't mean may, will impact, some of the decisions that have already come from this board and those that will come in the future in ways that people cannot measure right now. And so this is why the public hearing must be made available, and I do agree that it should be made available in other areas for other people to participate in.
Okay, I think there's a consensus to have at least one more public hearing. We'll work on that. I mean, I'm not sure where it will be, but we will have at least one more public hearing on this. So with that, I'll close this public hearing, and we'll go back to the regular, the scheduled committee as a whole meeting.